Any other announcements good for the cause this morning? We have a kind of a sad announcement, and I'll let Tina tell you that her daddy went home to be with the Lord last Sunday. And
At this time. So we knew that he was getting close, and one of my nieces and I went up about 6:30 that morning. His breathing had changed, and we knew he was getting close. And I'm thankful to the Lord that we could see that transition. I just want to share this with you guys because you're my church family. I had an opportunity, and while he was in the hospital, we went in the hospital Sunday night before Memorial Day, and this bacterial infection just jumped all over him again. Saturday he was fine. Sunday morning he woke up and he was sick, real sick. So Sunday night we go to the ER, and then they admitted us. But I got an opportunity to, he was kind of in and out, and to say, "Daddy, you know I love you." He said, "Yes." And I said, "And I know that you love me too." "Yes." And I said, "Do you know who else loves you?" I said, "Jesus loves you." He said, "Yes, I know." So I say to him, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so." So the wind that morning, we were sitting outside, and I had was able to carve out like these little bits of time for our family to have just one-on-one time with Him. And so my brother and I were sitting outside, and this breeze blows by. And it was the coolest breeze. And so I believe in signs. I believe in spirits. And my brother kind of looked at me and I looked at him. And so I kind of stopped for a minute because I was like, "Is this it? Are we outside and Daddy's going on, you know?" And so his girlfriend comes running telling us to come in there. Well, it's getting close. And Sunday was Pentecost, right?
Amen.
And the wind blew. And it blew all through us. And my brother and I had a conversation, very intimate. The Holy Spirit touched his heart. So, y'all can please continue to pray for our families. I'm going to be selfish and ask you to specifically pray for me. Amen. I'm now the oldest. I'm the matriarch in our family. My daddy has one sister left. And daddy provided for us. But along with that comes lots of responsibility. So y'all pray the Lord will keep me physically strong, emotionally strong in Him, and that I am able to take minute by minute, because He's going to make me be strong enough. So there's a service tomorrow up at the Champions Club, which is a university center club at Florida State University at 11. There's going to be lots of walking in that parking lot to get to that facility. There's going to be lots of people there. And I do not expect the church family to come. I came today to tell y'all that. We can do our own celebrating like here, which is what I wish I could, but Daddy knew a lot of people, so we have a responsibility to let those people pay their respects through us. If my brother had his way, we would do it. But I love my church family.
We love you too.
We love the church family.